You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli provided a COVID-19 Thanksgiving update. Here are edited portions of Dr. Galli's comments.
So there's been a lot of conversation about Thanksgiving and holidays and what to do and how seriously we hope all of you take it. And I will start by saying, I, like many of you, are disappointed about how this Thanksgiving will look different from years past. The fun of gathering with loved ones, food is always great. And then football for me, watching tons of football games throughout the day is a real treat. But this year it will look different for me and my family. And I'm hoping it will look different for you and yours as well. Think it's necessary to modify or pause our usual traditions to really stop the surge this year. We know it's not easy to say no, and it's not easy to say no to loved ones. But as we kind of dig deeper into the pandemic and our response, there's never more important a time than now to use this as an opportunity to let your friends and family know that you're making a decision to reduce transmission and not gather. So what does it mean for our traditional Thanksgiving celebrations or celebrations in the many weeks to come when we bring together many generations for traditions and celebration and a great time together? That those younger individuals who are not sick, they're the asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic individuals, folks who will never need to go into an urgent care center, an emergency room, or be admitted, that they are exactly the individuals who can spread COVID-19 to our older family members, our older friends, our own older loved ones. And in that risk, we need to just be very careful. So what that means is we need to do our part. We need to help stop the spread and recognize that the days to come are really important, what our decisions are. I've had countless conversations with friends and family, but a lot of Californians who've reached out and said, you know, we've decided to change what our Thanksgiving meal looks like. Instead of doing it later in the day, we're going to move it up. We're going to try to move it outside to catch a little bit of the warmer weather. Thankfully, it looks like we'll have some sun on that day. That there are some options, even at this day, to change that plan and maybe do something slightly differently. So we know that this is all part of stopping the spread, doing our part, and hopefully helping get California through the next many weeks as we anticipate parts of our communities getting the vaccine.